Hi, welcome to this week's Digest. First up, the podcast we loved. It's Daryl Davis on the Joe Rogan Experience. Daryl Davis is an African-American musician who's played with many of the greats, such as Chuck Berry, B.B. King, and Jerry Lee Lewis. But his notoriety comes from another passion, befriending members of the Ku Klux Klan and derobing them and transforming their lives. We were introduced to Daryl by our recent guest, Arno Michaelis, and we hope to interview him soon. But Joe Rogan got to him first. However, give this extensive interview a listen and hear Daryl's extraordinary story on confronting racist hatred with kindness. It's brilliant. Next up, we found this online. It's Black, delivered live by grime artist Dave as he stuns the Brit Awards. The Entertainment Industry Awards on both sides of the Atlantic have been rightly accused of institutional exclusion of people of colour for paying lip service with cursory awards, but in the main, continuing the status quo of predictability when awarding gongs. Not anymore. This week, at the annual Music Industry Brit Awards, the audience and the country were blown away by the grime star Dave as he performed an extended version of his song Black, and what must go down as one of the greatest performances ever at the Brits. This mesmeric, thought-provoking, poetic and politically charged performance is a must-watch. Alright, this was recommended to us. Our friend and previous guest, Alex Armalotta, recommended and shared access to Professor Scott Galloway's 2020 predictions video. Galloway's intelligent, rigorously researched, humorous and self-deprecating presentations make them invaluable viewing. So we've added this to our YouTube channel. As Prof G says, why make predictions? And quoting, Eisenhower said, plans are worthless, but planning is indispensable. The same is true for predictions. They matter for the strategy and the data behind them. Predictions are useless, but scenario planning is invaluable. Check it out, and it's an hour well worth spent. I'm mulling on this. As the ad industry struggles to maintain its margin, attract and retain talent, and find its purpose in a world of media manipulation and messaging misinformation, along comes a piece of work worthy of any of the ad industry greats. Burger King's Moldy Whopper is bravery and genius giving birth to a perfectly formed spot. A product truth delivered perfectly wrapped in a single-minded idea executed with simple, unadulterated brilliance, and let's not forget the perfect music accompaniment. Well done to Burger King CMO Fernando Machado and the three agencies who helped craft this moldy magic. And finally, we'll end with last week's Impossible Network podcast. Our guest was Nick Fitz, founder and CEO of new charitable giving app Give Momentum. He was born in Washington, D.C. and raised in a reform household to socially conscious parents, where Nick learned values around justice and giving back. Serendipity brought him together with his founding partners, Ari Kagan and Ivan Dimitrov, to develop the Momentum app. As millennials, it was a moment they realised there was no simple way to bridge the gap between people's willingness to donate and their actual ability to make a contribution. Nick and I discussed the genesis of his app and how it's disrupting the philanthropic sector, empowering users to give in a simple, frictionless manner and overcoming the barriers that most people face when wanting to give by enabling good intentions to result in giving actions and behaviours. The app lets you arrange automated small dollar donations that are triggered by ordinary moments or events that relate to how you live your life. For example, give 10 cents to criminal justice reform every time Donald Trump tweets, or like me, give $6 to a children's poverty charity when Ronaldo scores. Or you can keep it as simple as every time you buy a coffee, round up the change to clean water initiatives in Africa. Nick discusses how the app could develop, and we cover the broader challenges facing the $400 billion philanthropic sector in the US and the systemic societal challenges and the need for wholesale tax reform. Nick discusses advocacy, optimism, the evidence-based social good movement, and the value that NGOs add in ways that governments can't. And finally, we touch on the importance of supporting independent organizations that can influence changes in government policy. And of course, we discuss serendipity, curiosity, and his perspective on risk and fear. So I hope you enjoy what is a stimulating discussion with the insights, ideas and social innovations with Nick Fitz. Okay, that's all for this week. See you next time. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.